Ed Sanders likes to refer to himself as the only beatnik who can yodel. A countercultural icon, he co-founded the raunchy avant-garde rock band, the Fugs, and was instrumental in the Yippies. He's also a classical scholar who wrote a best-selling book about the Manson family. Ed Sanders is now 72, and he's just published a memoir about life on New York's Lower East Side during the 1960s. John Kalish reports.
The Lower East Side was a slum back in the 60s when Claudia Dreyfus lived there.
It didn't take much money to live. You could live poor, you could have a lot of fun. People didn't need a lot of stuff. And when rents were cheap, all kinds of creative forces ended up here.
Today, she's a science writer for the New York Times. But back then, she cut her teeth at a counterculture newspaper called the East Village Other. Ed Sanders also wrote for the paper and was one of the neighborhood's fixtures. Dreyfus got to know him, and she calls him a hero.
That word is used loosely and stupidly these days, but he really was. He showed us how to be free.
By publishing what he published?
Yeah, by showing us there was a way to say what you wanted to say. Just do it.
Sanders did it with a literary journal whose title we can't say on the radio. He hand-cranked it on a now archaic bit of technology called a mimeograph machine.
I did everything myself. I drew all the stencils. I made all the what I called glyphs, which were based on Egyptian hieroglyphs. And I carried on a big correspondence with writers to get manuscripts. And it just seemed like turning that handle was a kind of religious experience. I don't know, it seemed to work. I put out all these magazines that I gave away free.
He gave them to writers and artists, some of whom would soon gain fame in the underground comic book scene. And he opened a bookstore. On a rainy day, Sanders stands on Avenue A, across the street from Tompkins Square Park, where the Fugs drew crowds, according to Sanders, of 10,000 fans for free concerts. He points to a Mexican restaurant that occupies the storefront where the Peace Eye bookstore once stood.
The bookstore became pretty famous. It was the stopping off point for all visiting librarians and professors, because I had a lot of well-known writers would hang out there, William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg.
In his new memoir, Fug You, Sanders refers to the Lower East Side as a little zone of revolution. Sanders and several other founders of the Yippies lived there and played key roles in the anti-war movement, so-called Exorcism of the Pentagon, and protests at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. Sanders says much of the political and cultural activity of the era was fomented on the Lower East Side. In addition to political activists, writers, and artists, the neighborhood was full of musicians like Peter Stampfl, a member of both the Fugs and the Holy Modal Rounders.
The main thing about the scene back then was that there was this amazing feeling that something wonderful and amazing was going to happen, inevitably.
But the 60s turned into the 70s. And Sanders disbanded the Fugs. He went on to write The Family, his book about the Manson family, and release a solo record. Sanders also moved out of the Lower East Side.
We saw a couple of people murdered in the streets outside of our house.
Eventually, he came here to Woodstock in upstate New York. His modest house is crammed with books, tapes, and his wife Miriam's mineral collection. He jokes about attracting the attention of the Hoarder Show. A two-car garage that once served as his writing studio is now packed floor to ceiling with banker's boxes full of files and photographs. So are a couple of small sheds he calls baby barns.
This is called the Green Baby Barn, and it's pretty packed, too.
Packed with his archive devoted to the Fugs. He takes out a leaflet for one of the band's shows.
August 7th, 1965. The Fugs present A Night of Napalm, Songs Against the War, Rock and Roll Bomb Shrieks, Heavy Metal Orgasms, Watch All the Fugs Die in a Napalm Raid.
Sanders has received offers for his archive from several major universities, but for the time being, he's going to hold on to what is clearly a valuable record of a time that Ed Sanders says was a pivotal chapter in American history.
It was just a very fermenting era. The surge of creativity in movies and dance and theater and poetry and literature was too big to stop.
And Ed Sanders was right at the heart of it. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.